Welcome back to Morning Minutes. We are in a study of 1 Corinthians called Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom to Everyday Life. My name is Lena Abijamra, and I am excited to be with you this morning. Called today's teaching, episode 36, 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 11, Critical Lessons from the Past. And let me read the verses that Paul writes and then talk about them a little bit if you don't mind. Paul writes, "For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea and all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now, these things took place as examples for us that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality, as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test, as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents, nor grumble, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come." Critical lessons from the past. First, before I even give you the points, isn't it something? You are not isolated. Even though we live in this history, we are part of his story. So history extends from Genesis to Revelation, from beginning of the story of mankind, Adam and Eve, to the coming return of Christ and reigning with him eternally. And so in the spectrum of life, we have a spot that God has put us. And we have the stories of the Bible, which are real stories that happened. The Spirit of God gave us his word. But these examples, the stories that we're given, are an example for us to learn from. And that is what we see here. And there are some things that we learn from them. And here's three principles that I glean from these verses. And again, remember that Paul's writing to the church in Corinth, a church that was choosing worldly choices, that was becoming much like the culture they were living in, as opposed to shining in the culture that they were in. And they were very much behaving like the people of Israel had before them, who were God's chosen people, but who had been overthrown in the wilderness. So number one, a life of ignoring the obvious does not end well. And the obvious is the lessons that God has taught us. So a life of ignoring the obvious does not end well. Biblical examples are given to us to teach us. God doesn't just write his word for us to be like, oh, that's cool, that's a good story. No, there's a point to the stories written. In Romans, Paul says the same thing. And in Hebrews, we're told the same thing. I mean, over and over, this idea that God has given us his word and his people as an example for us to learn from. So ignoring the obvious lessons will not end well to us. Like the people of Israel, if we don't make Christ, if we don't see that he is our spiritual drink, that he is the one who will feed us and quench our thirst, we will fail. So biblical examples are given to teach us. Biblical examples won't teach us if we don't learn them. One of the goals of reading the Bible and growing the knowledge of the word isn't just to gain more information, but to apply it. And one of the ways you apply it is by learning the lessons that biblical examples teach us. Biblical examples require time in the word to learn them. Why do you think we go through this book verse by verse, chapter by chapter? Because that's how you learn God's word. And there are some things, I am 100% convinced that there's some lessons that I did, some of you didn't like as much as others. Maybe others that made you uncomfortable. Maybe others that you thought I should have taught differently. That's fine. But get in the word and read it and study it. I'm just like you, just sharing devotionals here in the morning to try to guide us and get our minds in the word of God. Why? Because the more we're immersed in scripture, the more our life will reflect godliness as we ask the Spirit of God to change us through his word, which is breathed by God. I believe that. So a life of ignoring the obvious does not end well. Are you ignoring the obvious examples that God has given us in his word? By the way, the church of Corinth is an obvious example of a church that went south for a while, until they repented. And we're going to see in the study of 2 Corinthians how they repented. And I want that to be my story. Not a perfect story, but a repentant heart. So a life of ignoring the obvious does not end well. Number two, a life of overindulgence does not end well. And here the example, of course, is given of the people of Israel who were idolaters. Idolaters is people who were never satisfied, who wanted what they wanted in order to be satisfied, who sacrificed everything for the sake of their longings and desires and did not find their sustenance in the Lord. An idol is anything you worship to bring you happiness outside of God. And many of us have daily idol worship. It doesn't have to be a Buddha. It doesn't have to be a statue that we bow before, but there are people that we idolize, and there are dreams that we idolize, and there are jobs that we idolize, and on and on and on. The list can go on. And Paul Tripp likes to say that our hearts are idol factories, and it's the truth that we're constantly creating these idols that we think will bring us happiness, and we overindulge in order to get our idols to satisfy us. And overindulgence prioritizes me and my wants. And overindulgence uses God for my own needs. And we see that often in scripture, people who fell because they wanted to use God in order to quench their thirst. They weren't satisfied with God as being the one who would quench their thirst, but they wanted to use him and his power and his miraculous abilities in order to meet their needs. And by the way, that is a sign of immaturity. And if you've been in Christ and Christ has satisfied you in the past and at salvation, I pray that he will satisfy you again. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who trusts in him. And so I pray that you will be tasting of him and indulging on Christ. So that's overindulgence. So a life of ignoring the obvious does not end well. A life of overindulgence does not end well. And then a life of ungratefulness does not end well. Grumblers, unthankful, complainers. That was the story of the people of Israel that are used here as an example of a people who did not find their fullness in Christ. The ungrateful person is easy prey for Satan to destroy. And the ungrateful heart misses all that God has done for us and ends up in our destruction. Today, maybe that's the idea that you need to go leave this episode with. Are you grateful or are you murmuring and complaining about your lot in life? Once you confess your murmuring and complaining and get on the page of gratitude, stop before the Lord and start making a list of all the ways that his presence has blessed you and his goodness has satisfied you. Hey, that is the only way that you'll find your satisfaction in the Lord is as you learn to celebrate all the good that he's given you. Listen, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, which means we're at the end of today's episode. We will meet again tomorrow. In the meantime, go make your gratitude list and enjoy today. It is a good day that God has given us. Love you guys.